The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy, along with my husband Dave. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASC Master Certified Technician for over 40 years, and at Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models. Thanks for joining us on the show today. We're happy to have you. We're going to be taking your calls live, and you can call us at 457-1290. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hey, glad to be here, Jan. It's another wonderful day here in Dayton. And really looking forward to a great show today. And like you said, if we are live in the studio, and we would love to talk to you about your automobile, so please call us at 457-1290. Other ways you can reach us are also at murphysautocare.com. You can go to that website for a lot of reasons, hopefully to maybe get a little education or insight into the automotive service business. We have a blog there. We post a tremendous amount of content about what we see each and every day in our business. And hopefully that's helpful to you. It's also a great way for you to request an appointment to our company, to Murphy's Auto Care. So just go there, hit the contact tab, and you'll see the request appointment form. So that's at www.murphysautocare.com. All right. Again, call us today, 457-1290. We are live in the studio, and you're listening to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy. A little bit about Auto Talk. The show is always about keeping your vehicle safe, keeping it dependable, because we know that's how it saves you money. We have, or at least I have, over 40 years of experience, and I've seen that day in and day out, that proper maintenance, regular scheduled maintenance, having your vehicles all on scheduled plans is how you save money in your vehicle. Right, Jan?
Yep.
Absolutely. So if you want to talk about that, we can talk about, again, anything under the sun when it comes to automotive. Maybe you've got a check engine light on, or perhaps there's a noise or a squeal coming out of your vehicle when you apply the brakes. Or maybe the steering wheel's shaking, right? That'll happen all the time. You hit the brakes and maybe it's shaking, or just it's shaking as you drive down the road. Got any noises? Any of those things. They're all open for discussion today here at 457-1290. Also, I want to mention to you, we have a Facebook page at Murphy's Auto Care, and we post weekly videos and weekly photographs there. It's also another great place to just see what's going on inside the automotive repair business. So check us out at Murphy's Auto Care. So hope you're having a great day out there. And, you know, many times here on the show, Jan, we'll have folks that give us a call, not even about automotive things, right? Maybe their motorhome, even a lawnmower. We're happy to help you talk about that if that's an issue for you. So if it's got an engine and it's got tires, we'll talk to you about it. One of the things we want to talk about today was just the things that we're seeing going on, which hopefully is helpful to all of you of our listeners, but things like travel checks, right? It's that time of year. People are out on the road a lot, and this has been one of the heaviest travel seasons we've seen. Even though we're seeing fuel prices heading up a little bit, people are still out actively driving and going on vacations and doing things like that. And one of the things that we want to recommend to you is that you get your vehicle into wherever you take it. Hopefully you take it on a regular basis to someone that is a full service provider, and they actually do inspections for you. And we would just recommend, you know, at least a full vehicle health check. I know at our place, we do a digital inspection. So we check the car over from stem to stern, and we're going to look at all of the systems and give you kind of an overall assessment of that vehicle so that you know what you got going on. Even if it's a vehicle that's fairly new, maybe it's only a couple of years old, there's still things that need to be looked at, like rotating and balancing the tires regularly. That, of course, prolongs the tire life. It should keep the ride very smooth for you on your vehicle, but most of all, we want to make things last longer, and that's how you can save money on it. But simple things, anything that's got rubber on it on a late model car, even the windshield wipers, you know, around here, we recommend typically you change them once a year at least, just because of the changing temperatures, the amount of ozone that's in the atmosphere. Those things all affect and deteriorate rubber. So you want to think about that. So even a late model car may have some things that need to be looked at before you head out on that 200 or 2,000 mile road trip. And that's the types of things that get discovered, of course, during an inspection. So I mentioned, as I started out here, we do digital inspections, right, Jan? We use a product, and all of our technicians use iPads, right?
Yep.
And they you've had that done on your car before, right? I mean, how do you feel about that when you see that?
I think it's very informative.
Yeah, and the photographs, I think, are one of the key pieces, because as we go through that process, we take typically of 24 to 30 pictures of your vehicle, the systems on board, the things that are working correctly, and those things that may in the future need some attention. So those are the things that a digital inspection provides, but it's you still want to have, even if it's just a regular inspection, maybe just a handwritten piece of paper, someone that gives you a copy of that and then goes over that with you when you either, you know, before you pick the vehicle up, or at least when you pick it up, they're talking to you about it, about the things to be aware of.
Well, I think the key to the digital inspection is you can go back and you can also look at the one from, you know, 6 months ago,
right,
when you had some warning signs or whatnot. Of course, everything's, you know, checked in there with pictures, and so you can kind of see the progression of the wear and tear on your car.
Yeah, and, you know, we use BG products at Murphy's Auto Care, BG fluids. They're the products that help us clean and keep clean all of the major components in a vehicle, whether it's the transmission or the power steering, the engine coolant system, differential, transfer case, and even the engine. But what we do is we take a sample of all of those fluids every time we do an inspection, and we photograph that. So going forward, we do that again the next time, and we do that again the next time, so we can actually see if there's any changes in these fluids. And you know, there typically is as fluids age, and that's normal. That's not the only reason or the primary reason to change fluids, quite honestly, in a vehicle. The primary reason is to get out any of the dirt, the debris, the very small micro type debris that's in there, and get that out so that it doesn't continue to grind away at the components in a major system like a transmission or a transfer case. So that's the reason we recommend an inspection, and we recommend that inspection every time your vehicle's in for any kind of service, like an oil service. And maybe that's only once a year in some vehicles, but typically it ought to be a couple of times a year. So most of our customers find that they find it very reassuring. It helps them know what's going on with their car, and it helps them make much better decisions about servicing their car and helps them plan in their budget. That's the key thing. So, all right, we do have a call. Let's jump out here and speak to, looks like Richard. Hi, Richard, how you doing? Hello, Richard. How you doing? Finally, I got the button there. How are you today?
Oh, fine. Just fine.
All right. How can we help you?
What I'm calling about is I have a 2015 Prius 2.
Okay.
And the thing I've been noticing is that when I turn the motor off, it's in a garage, and I can hear a whistling noise. It kind of sounds like it's letting pressure off somewhere.
Okay.
And I have nothing on the floor, like, you know, any fluids or anything leaking. And I just don't know what it is, but it's continuously, whenever I turn the car off, it'll whistle.
Okay. So that vehicle has a series of different cooling fans in it. That could be it. Have you only noticed it recently?
I've noticed it in about the last 3 months. I had it once into a dealership, and that particular day it wasn't whistling, so she said, it would be no point pulling it in. She says, we're just going to charge you money because we can't tell what it is unless it's whistling.
Uh-huh.
And I had an inspection, you know, through my regular oil change, and they said, well, if there was something wrong, it should have showed up.
Okay. So one of the things that will cause, especially this time of year, Richard, that will cause a whistling when you shut the vehicle off is when the air conditioning system is equalizing. So So what's going on is, of course, in a Prius, you have an air conditioning system operating that's cooling the passenger compartment, but it's also cooling the battery area as well.
Uh-huh.
Have you changed the filter, air filters for the battery area yet?
You know, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
No.
So that's probably not going to cause a noise. My guess is you're probably hearing a noise. Seems like it's coming from the dash area or out in the right front corner of the car.
Well, when I pull up the hood and I listen to it, to me, it sounds like it's back further underneath the car, not like in the front part.
Okay. All right. Well,
like behind the engine somewhere.
It sounds like it's consistent enough, though, that if you take it you know, into your back to them and let them keep it overnight, I would suggest they drive it a couple of times, get it out, get it warmed up, bring it back in and put it in. You know, sometimes they pull them back into areas and there's a lot of other noise and they don't hear anything. Put it in your garage at home, you know, and then it's much quieter. So if you explain that to them, that that's what it takes to duplicate it, I think they should be able to find. But my guess would be it's probably the air conditioning system equalizing would be what I would think.
This is kind of my thought, too, because a couple times when it was cooler and I drove it without the air conditioning, I never noticed that.
Okay.
So I think you're right in what you're explaining to me.
Yeah. But
I don't know if it's a normal noise that I should expect. I wouldn't think so.
Well, here's what can be happening, too. It's a 2015. There's a chance that the system, as far as the air conditioning refrigerant side goes, it might be slightly low, a couple of ounces, just naturally. Yeah. Okay, that's what you would expect to occur. So it's 3, maybe almost 4 years old. It's just about time to have the air conditioning system actually completely evacuated, recycled, and then measured against how much should be there. And my guess is it could be a couple ounces low. But what's happening, if the noise is coming from that, what's happening is when there's a pressure differential at the expansion valve. So the compressor, of course, is generating, you know, 150 to 220 pounds of pressure until you shut the vehicle off. And then it's got to stabilize and come back down to just about meet ambient temperature, which is today 85 degrees, right? So now you're going to drop back down to 85 pounds of pressure. And it has to pass that through the expansion valve or the orifice tube, depending on the type of system on the vehicle. And that's why you hear that, like, just, you know. But it might take a couple of minutes. Well, it does that, so.
Well, it's
a great question, Richard. I appreciate it. And good thing that you're aware of it, you know, because it could be something else, too. So make sure you get it in and follow those guidelines with them. Tell them exactly what you have to do it and see if they can't help you out with it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Richard. Have a great day today.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, that was a great call. It kind of steps us right into some of the other things I wanted to talk about, which was air conditioning checks today. And but, you know, before I do that, we were just talking about travel checks and digital inspections. You know, something that sometimes people just don't look at this time of year is their tires on their car, which whenever you're going to be traveling, especially to get out on the highway, boy, if you have a tire that blows or, you know, you have a leak, something that goes on there, that's just something that could be avoided. So tires are very, very important to be looking at, especially their wear, their pressure. Of course, with TPMS systems on vehicles today, most of those vehicles are going to let you know when there's an issue. Fluid leaks, quality and fluid leaks. Those are also things that you want to always be looking at when you're preparing to travel. And if you're not familiar with how to check it, make sure you get it into your service provider for that. But fluids got to be topped off. They got to be clean in order to do their job. All right, we're going to run to a quick break here, and we will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy along with Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is a WHIO breaking news alert. The ramp from eastbound 70 to southbound 675 is closed at this time. Our breaking news team is reporting that multiple police agencies are searching for a man who allegedly robbed the Security National Bank at gunpoint early this morning in Springfield. We've learned that the suspect reportedly wrecked his vehicle on the entrance ramp from eastbound 70 to southbound 675 and left on foot. Again, the ramp is currently closed if you're traveling on eastbound 70 to southbound 675. We'll have more on this throughout the afternoon here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right.
Waltz Auto Parts. 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Ready or not, summer's here, and Frisch's Big Boy is spicing it up with our spicy primetime sandwiches lineup. Three wildly flavorful sandwiches sure to spice up your taste buds. From our Buffalo Blue Burger to our Southwest Veggie Burger and our Buffalo Chicken Sandwich, you'll get a kick out of each spicy summer treat. Try one before it's too late, because just like summer, these three sandwiches won't last forever.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore three vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Keep your landscaping looking neat and clean with Mastermark. Mastermark's lawn edging blocks the spreading of grass and weeds. Get a 20-foot roll of lawn edging for only $5.33 after 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through July 14th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Comfort and care in a supportive lifestyle. It's what to expect at Brookhaven. Hi, this is Colleen Brady, Assistant Administrator. Our assisted living is for individuals needing some assistance with daily activities, but not requiring continual skilled medical services. Brookhaven offers a safe, enjoyable lifestyle for seniors who find living alone is no longer a viable option. Call us today for a personal tour of our beautiful new one-bedroom suites at 833-2133, Brookhaven Retirement Community. Expect to be impressed.
Plenty of sunshine out there today, and we are bringing the heat. High temperature in the low 90s with the heat index approaching 100 degrees. Later in the day, we do have a few more clouds rolling into the region, and overnight tonight, around 72 degrees for the low. Waking up tomorrow, high temperature once again, very warm, 90 degrees, a few showers around the region. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thanks for sticking with us. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy on Auto Talk. We're here every Saturday at noon. We love hearing from you. And if you want, you can give us a call today, 457-1290. We have lines open. We'd love to hear from you. Any questions about your car, RV, boat, motorcycle, lawnmower, chainsaw, etc., etc. We just like listening and seeing if we can help you out here today. Again, that number is 457-1290. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we really would. So, Jan, thanks so much for that intro. You know, we were just before we left for the break, we were talking to a gentleman about his vehicle having a noise when he's shutting it off. So, hopefully, we were helpful with him on that. But, you know, that is a very common occurrence, and when you shut your vehicle off and you're in the garage, just listen for it. You may hear it actually equalize, and I do believe that's what's going on. We were also talking about just a good travel check or trip check on your vehicle before you head out of town, maybe on a trip or a vacation. Some of the things you really want to look at or have someone look at for you, I was mentioning, which are the tires on your vehicle, the condition, the pressure, looking under the vehicle for any, you know, dampness types of fluids that might really get a lot worse as you travel, as you're out on the road, especially when temperatures go up. You also don't want to forget about the wiper blades. You know, we may have a dry spell for 3 or 4 days, and then you have a monsoon, and worn wiper blades make it very difficult to see, which makes it very dangerous. When I know we've been in some very heavy downpours just in the last couple of months out on the road, and thank goodness we had some very good wiper blades on the car. We were still able to see and keep moving, but it's really a huge safety item, and they are many times forgotten. And you also want to make sure that the filters on your vehicle are clean. That's what lets your engine breathe. And there's quite honestly very few filters anymore on a vehicle. So, you know, you have cabin air filters and you have the engine air filter. And in some cases, if you're driving a hybrid, you have filters there for the battery compartment. Most fuel filters on most vehicles are not replaceable. They're considered lifetime. So that's almost off the table anymore. But there's still some filters that need to be looked at. But all right. Like I said, we always want to talk about those things when we're talking about a trip or a check. But we also want to take just a moment. I just want to say thanks also to those that bring Auto Talk to all of you each and every week. And I'll just list them real quickly. So number one, BG Automotive Products. We use BG Automotive products at Murphy's Auto Care, as well as many shops around the Miami Valley use BG. And those are the products that allow us to do a guaranteed flushes on all of the components on your vehicle, and actually extend warranties for you for your vehicle, so that for the entire lifetime of your vehicle, those components, major components, would be covered. So if you have questions, you want to learn more about it, just go to bg.com. We also get most of our parts supplied to us from KOI, and they're a sponsor here for Auto Talk each and every week. And KOI is the professional's choice for automotive parts. In the second half of the show today, we're probably going to talk a little bit about water pumps, and we get our water pumps from them because they have the highest quality pumps and allow us to stand behind our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. So thank you, KOI. We also want to say thank you to Mike's Car Wash. Mike's Car Wash is who keeps at least our cars clean and our customers' cars clean. They have three great locations around the Miami Valley to serve you. They're very convenient. They're open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And, you know, this time of year, bugs are all over your car, and Mike's is your debugging station. The process they have with their Fast Wax, which actually is on sale right now, if you stop by a Mike's Car Wash, you'll find out the money-saving coupons that you can take advantage of. But the debugging process is the process of blowing all of that off the front of your vehicle, off the paint, off the grill, the fenders, as well as the grill and the condenser and the radiator. And then once your vehicle goes through the tunnel, it's also treated with Fast Wax, which prevents bugs from continuing to stick. So it's a great process. Mike's Car Wash, like I said, go to mikescarwash.com to learn more, or you can just come to Murphy's Auto Care every Wednesday and get an ultimate wash when you're in for service. So thanks to Mike's Car Wash. And our partner is the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley, Goodwill Auto Auction, and we just want to say thanks to them. If you're considering getting rid of a vehicle, consider donating it to the Goodwill Auto Auction, and you can reach them at goodwilldaytonauto.com or just make a phone call to 228-2886. All right, great. Well, we've got some callers here on the line. We're going to jump out to one real quickly. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very good, how John. Hey, how can we help you?
Well, I appreciate your show. I've got a 2003 Ford Ranger pickup truck that has a heater blower or fan problem.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's a coincidence, but it just started doing this after I had a shop install an alternator. It doesn't seem like it had anything to do with it, but that's when it started. It's no matter where I put the control, the air only blows out of the defrost. I can't change it to any other position.
Okay. All right. Well, I would agree with you. I would doubt that it's related to that. But if you hold on, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back right after break and chat with you about that. Okay, John? Stick
okay,
with us.
Bye.
All right. All right. Folks, you're listening live today to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care on Auto Talk, and we're going to run to a break and be right back.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news, WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. President Trump in Scotland, spending some time on one of his own golf courses.
In between phone calls and meetings, he's going to get in a few rounds out there on the links. And the president has been hearing, no surprise there, from some protesters as well as he makes his way around the course at his private club at Turnberry.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Glasgow. The president and Vladimir Putin meet in Helsinki on Monday, despite calls from Democrats to call it off. This following the indictment of a dozen Russians accused of hacking the DNC in 2016. Democrats using their weekly address to sound a warning about the president's pick for the Supreme Court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
When a president tells you he's trying to eliminate basic rights and liberties for the people of the United States, you take him at his word. And I do.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is a WHIO breaking news alert. The ramp from eastbound 70 to southbound 675 is closed at this time. Our breaking news team is reporting that multiple police agencies are searching for a man who allegedly robbed the Security National Bank at gunpoint early this morning in Springfield. We've learned that the suspect reportedly wrecked his vehicle on the entrance ramp from eastbound 70 to southbound 675 and left on foot. Again, the ramp is currently closed if you're traveling on eastbound 70 to southbound 675. We'll have more on this throughout the afternoon here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Looking to save money without sacrificing exceptional Medicare coverage? Choose Medigold. Medigold has more benefits than original Medicare, with customer service based right here in Ohio. We have plans to fit your unique needs, including a $0 monthly premium, automatic Part D drug coverage, and preventive dental benefits. Medigold is easy to use, with many $0 copays, a free fitness membership, and access to worldwide urgent and emergency care. You deserve exceptional Medicare coverage. Attend a free seminar close to home by registering online at Medigold.com. Medigold is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Medigold depends on contract renewal. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copays, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and/or copays may change on January 1st of each year and vary by county. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. A salesperson will be present with information and applications. For accommodation of persons with special needs at sales meetings, call 1-800-964-4525.
Hi, this is Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. Is your car feeling a little bugged right now? The bugs of summer can seriously damage your vehicle's paint and cause engine overheating and poor air conditioning performance. Fast Wax at Mike's Car Wash protects your paint and keeps bugs from sticking. So stop into Mike's Car Wash for their debugging specials on Fast Wax that will protect your vehicle's finish and keep you cool all summer long. Head over now to your debugging station at any of the three convenient Mike's Car Wash locations.
Plenty of sunshine out there today, and we are bringing the heat. High temperature in the low 90s with the heat index approaching 100 degrees. Later in the day, we do have a few more clouds rolling into the region, and overnight tonight, around 72 degrees for the low. Waking up tomorrow, high temperature once again, very warm, 90 degrees, a few showers around the region. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
W-H-I-O. Welcome back to Auto Talk, and thanks for calling us today. We're going to go right back to a caller we've had on the line. Thanks for waiting.
Hello, John. John, thanks for holding on there. Are you there with us? Hi, John. Thanks, gotcha. I got the right button. How's it going?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So if we can just kind of rehash what was going on here, you just had an alternator replaced on your 03 Ranger, I think. And it seems like since then you don't really have any vent control in the cab, right? You've got all your air conditioning or is blowing up through the defrost, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Is it cold?
No, the air conditioner in that truck has not worked for years, but I do use it, of course, for the heater. And, when we get towards fall and winter, I just want to make sure I can direct it somewhere other than defrost.
Okay, well, here's a couple of ideas. So could it be related only from the standpoint of something may have gotten bumped in the process? So there's a possibility that has a vacuum controller that actually is part of the system it supplies vacuum into the vehicle so that the actuators can move. So it's possible that a vacuum hose outside, if there's a ball type reservoir, got bumped and got knocked off. And that could be all the problem right there. That used to be the case all the time on much older vehicles, 10, 15 years older. So that could be the issue. It could also be that there is a ground wire that for the HVAC system that's not secure, and that may have changed during the alternator replacement.
Okay.
So I would just take it back to him, ask him to just double check it. You're not assuming that's what happened, but hey, stuff does happen. I'll give you an example. So for us this week, and it's not related to this, but we're working on a lot of vehicles. All of us are, wherever shop you go to, right? And sometimes things get overlooked in the process. We're so focused on what we're trying to take care of, we overlook things. But we had a couple cars this week that we actually missed properly checking the air pressure and the tires. And luckily, our customers called us on it, and thankfully they did. So, but we have good relationships with them, and we appreciate that, right?
Right. That's right.
So, yeah,
so,
I would.
I do believe that it is a vacuum, because when you would, when you switch the knob to change the vent position, you can almost hear a little bit of a
hissing noise
type of noise.
Yeah.
But if that happened, you say that would be somewhere under the hood in the engine.
Well, it's especially since you had the service done, that's where I would go first. I would just go right out, open the hood, look over in the right front fender, see if there's a round ball up in there, or even over in the right front corner. It's a round plastic ball. It's a vacuum reservoir. The hose, I mean, they could have had a fender cover over it, and as they were leaning over it, it may become brittle and it'll pop off, you know, and okay. they don't even know you did it. So.
Right. Okay, well, I appreciate that insight. I'll take a look, and if I can't figure it out, I'll see if they might look at it for me.
Great call. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks very much. You too.
Sure thing, John. Bye. See ya. All righty. All right, great call. That stuff happens, you know, and it's just, it may not be related either. It may be totally, coincidental. But, all right, we're going to keep going on the calls here right now. We're going to jump out to Don. How you doing, Don?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're excellent. Thank you for joining us here on Auto Talk. How can we help you?
I have a 2007 Hyundai Sonata with about 91,000 miles on it. Initially, starting the engine and going from park into drive, there's a substantial clunk. It almost sounds like the old universal joints that used to make so much noise in mm-hmm. earlier vehicles. Going from drive into reverse, we have the same noise. Now, after doing that a few times, those noises seem to dissipate or go away.
Okay.
And that's why I'm scratching my head.
Okay, well, the first thing we want to look at, Don, are all of the engine transmission mounts. You got 90-some thousand miles on the vehicle. Those can tend to weaken over time, especially if they're hydraulic mounts or liquid-filled mounts. And what will happen is they will leak the fluid out of them, and then the dampening process is negated. So as you put it in out of gear, then the vehicle, you know, the engine's shifting, rocking one direction or the other from park to reverse. And all that stress then, which should be absorbed through the mounts or our engine isolators, then is pushed through the driveline, and things like the CV joints, which would be the modern version of a U joint or a universal joint, are taking that. So that's where I would look first. It's also possible these vehicles were known for having lower control arm bushing failures, which will also move the suspension around and cause clunking noises. So it could be that. But I would start looking at everything that's got a rubber bushing on that vehicle first before we jump to any big conclusions.
Okay, then sounds like from what you're saying, that noise should continue instead of stopping after the engine warms up a bit. I don't seem to have that problem or hear the noise.
Okay, well, and that would just be one road to go down. So first we want to look at the isolators that I'm talking about. But no, there certainly could be other issues. It seems a little strange that it gets better when the engine warms up, but this could also be a factor of, you know, when the car's first started, it's running a little higher RPM, and if you're dropping it into gear right away, you're going to get more clunk, especially if those things are worn.
Okay.
And then as the engine warms up, the RPM drops down to a normal idle, and then when you put it in gear, there's not quite as much load applied to it. So again, look at the rubber bushings, or have your technician look at all of the rubber bushings for the engine and the driveline and for the suspension. And then just, you know, I assume you don't have any check engine lights on or anything like that. So
no.
Okay, gotcha. Start there, Don. I think you'll get to the bottom of it quicker than you think if you look there, okay?
What you're saying makes a lot of sense. I thank you for your help.
Thank you for your call, Don. Have a great weekend. We appreciate
you too
that.
Well, bye-bye.
All righty. All right, folks, we've got lines open, 457-1290. If you want to get in and talk to us, we're going to go right now out to Kendra. How are you, Kendra?
I'm great. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for joining Auto Talk. How can Jan and I help you today?
Well, I have a 2012 Prius. I love the car. I've maintained it. It does well. I have no complaints on it. But it just turned over 100,000 miles yesterday. So I'm wondering if...
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Do I just keep taking it in and having it checked and have my oil change, or should I take it in and actually do some checkup that's going to cost me extra money?
Well, the first place I would start is I would look in your owner's manual, and it'll have 100,000-mile maintenance indicators there, okay, or a maintenance record for you. So off the top of my head, I don't know specifically what needs to be done on that vehicle at 100,000 miles, but it sounds like you've done very well taking care of it and servicing the normal things like oil changes and probably tire rotations and so forth. So 100,000 miles on a Prius is really nothing. That's 30% of its life, typically. So I would drive that baby to at least 300,000, but the place to start is to just look at the owner's manual. I'm sure you've got that. And there's actually the maintenance log. Look at it and see what it recommends to be changed.
I never thought of looking in the maintenance manual.
Yeah, that's always the best guide. And if you don't have one, you can just go online and just Google it, and it'll come right up, and it'll tell you what's recommended for 100,000 miles, along with everybody, the rest of the world's recommendations for 100,000-mile service.
What about some of the other fluid changes or exchanges?
Well, certainly the transmission transaxle fluid, I hope it's been serviced by now. If it hasn't, we'd recommend that be changed.
Okay.
That vehicle really, quite honestly, does have engine coolant, and it will have coolant for the inverter, which is a part of the hybrid system. So, Kendra, have those fluids been changed yet?
I think it's been a while.
Okay. Yeah, just refer to your maintenance log. Hopefully it's in there, and if not, you know, if you can access your service records. But that's a great question, Jan. Certainly the engine oil has been changed many times.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Or shocks and struts.
Yep, it would be due for shocks and struts. So.
No, they haven't been changed. So okay. They just inspect them, right, to see if they need anything.
Well, a shock or a strut, you really can't tell from looking at it unless it's to the point that it's, you know, it's failed, because then it would have oil leaking out of it. Okay. So, but we know from just experience that shocks and struts die usually between 75 and 100,000 miles. So, and in that process, as they're failing, they're not supporting the rest of the suspension system, and the tires are now bouncing off the road a little bit more like basketballs. So that's a great point, Jan. Shocks and struts should be looked at that mileage.
Well, would an alignment point that out or not?
Well, only if someone's measuring the ride height of the vehicle. And ride height is something we do when we measure alignment. We do alignment checks. We're measuring to see the front to rear and measuring it or comparing it to the factory specification. Because when the ride height is falling or sagging, that means the coil springs are also weakening.
Well, if she took it in, you could compare it to your previous inspections that you've had on the car. But it sounds like you've really maintained it well.
Can you tell by, riding in the car, driving it? Because the car seems to be the same.
Be stable? Yeah. So,
yeah,
you absolutely can. There's a quick test. We do a little squat, drop, and roll test, okay? And we do that just right in our parking lot. You could do it, too. If you get into a parking lot where you've got, an open parking lot, stop the car and then just goose the accelerator for a second and just see how much rise in the front of the car. It probably won't rise much because you're going to do it very carefully, but we would normally stand on the throttle pretty quick and just see how much lift you get. And you're also looking for how much the rear end of the vehicle squats down. What that's telling you is that the front shocks are extending and the rear shocks are compressing. And it's kind of an open window or a gray area, I would say, but when they're really worn, you can really tell it. The other thing you want to do is you want to hit the brake, get the car moving about 15 mile an hour, tap that brake, see how much the nose of the vehicle drops, which is going to be the reverse of what the test you just did. And then the final step is the roll test. You go around a corner, all right, with a little speed to it, and if the vehicle feels like it's leaning more to the outboard side than it should, then that tells you the shocks are weakening as well, because they're not holding the vehicle in place.
Okay, but they will need to be replaced,
yeah,
because it's getting older.
Well, but you're going to want to put at least another 100,000 miles on that car, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, totally.
We want to see you get another 100,000 on that car.
If you take care of your car, it'll take care of you. So these are wonderful questions.
Absolutely, they really are.
And thank you so much. I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, Ken.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate you calling in, because these are great questions that our listeners, I know, can be helped by. So thanks very much.
All right. Have a great day.
You have a
you
great
too.
Weekend.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome call. A lot of good points there, you know.
A lot of good points. And, you know, she does maintain her car, it sounds like. But the fact that she's curious about what to look for next, good for her. A lot of people don't really pay attention to their car, and they let things go just on and on and on. And then they're surprised when it has a laundry list of things to do.
Exactly.
So good for her that she's checking and maintaining as she goes.
Can't stress it enough. You know, folks, your vehicle came with an owner's manual and a maintenance log in it. And usually they're still in the glove box, taking up room, right? Right next to the Wendy's spoons and all the napkins. So pull that stuff out, take a few minutes sometime, and just read and look at what they recommend, because that's always the first line of defense for good maintenance on your vehicle. We're going to go right now out to Jay. Jay, how you doing today?
Doing great today, thank you.
Good. You've got a question about a chainsaw. I bet my wife piqued your interest with that, right?
She did, actually, and it is a small engine, but kind of deals with the carburetor type of question.
Uh-huh.
There's the high, low, and idle screws on the carburetor.
That's right.
And I never seem to have any luck getting it started, no matter how I adjust it. Is there any tricks for adjusting a carburetor like that with focusing on the low screw or something? How do you get that to even turn over?
So basic settings, where they should be, is, first of all, the low and the high on most small two-cycle engines like that, is you just take the low-speed screw, screw it in very carefully until you feel it seat, okay? Mm-hmm. You hit the button. You don't want to jam it in too tight, because it'll damage the seat. So then just back it out about three-fourths of a turn, three-fourths to one turn, all right? Go to the high side, the high screw, which was marked H, like which you're familiar with. Seat it, run it until it seats, and back it out to about 1.25 to 1.5. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right? Now then, the idle screw, you just want that screw to go in and just touch the throttle arm. You'll see it touch the throttle arm to where it just moves it a little bit, okay? Set it there to start. So the first thing you got to have is you got to make sure you got really good fuel in this, all right, and that the carburetor is clean. If that thing sat around, how old is that chainsaw?
Probably older than my kids. We're talking 20 years or so.
Okay, what brand of chainsaw is it?
It's an old McCullough, discontinued.
Yeah.
And it's been many years, but I've kept it up, but just lately it's just seemed to give more and more problems.
More cantankerous, right? So this is what I have to do with mine and small engine stuff. Every year I got to take the carbs off of them. I put them in a bath carburetor cleaner and then just pull them back out. And, you know, you have to take them apart and make sure you don't leave any gaskets or any seals in there when you do it. But put them in for overnight, and I pull them out, and I clean it all off, put them back together. Unfortunately, two-cycle fuel gets in there, and it coagulates, and it plugs up the main passage for it. And so if that's happened, you're going to have a real tough time getting it started or keeping it running properly. And in order to set those screws where you really want them at, it's got to have a clean carb. You got to get it running, and you've got to get it warmed up, which might take 4 or 5 minutes on a chainsaw to sit there and run, right? Once you get to that point, what you want to do is open the throttle all the way and adjust your high speed until that thing's running as fast as it'll go, and then just tweak it back in just a little bit.
Well, great. Thank you for your advice today. I do appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. We really, really appreciate it.
That was a really great question, too. I know, Dave, you always check your stuff on Christmas morning.
I do not.
Yeah. Make sure the gas is good, or get the gas out of there.
I go out and taste it, put a little behind my ears.
Make sure everything's running. We're going to go to a quick break. Thanks for sticking with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
All right.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is a WHIO breaking news alert. The ramp from eastbound 70 to southbound 675 is closed at this time. Our breaking news team is reporting that multiple police agencies are searching for a man who allegedly robbed the Security National Bank at gunpoint early this morning in Springfield. We've learned that the suspect reportedly wrecked his vehicle on the entrance ramp from eastbound 70 to southbound 675 and left on foot. Again, the ramp is currently closed if you're traveling on eastbound 70 to southbound 675. We'll have more on this throughout the afternoon here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
We've all seen a lot of disturbing trends in the news in the recent weeks. The loss of Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain. People who seem to have it all together, and yet at some level must have been dealing with some anxiety in their life. To the rest of us, it appeared as though they, and others like them, have everything you could ever imagine, but anxiety somehow got the better of them. We're addressing things just like that right now in a series at Fairhaven Church. At Fairhaven, we're a group of different people, yet remarkably alike, on a journey with our own stories, brought together by an amazing hope which we don't have to do anything to earn, but just need to accept. We'd love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, lead pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhaven.church. Fairhaven Church. Find hope.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore three vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
See your new floor in our store today. Carpet Consultants has one of the area's largest showrooms with a huge in-stock inventory. Our staff can help with hardwood flooring, waterproof luxury vinyl plank and tile, ceramic tile, and pet-resistant carpeting. Carpet Consultants can help with no hype, no hassle, and no pressure. Locally owned, quality service, and value since 1989. Located two blocks west of I-75 on 725 by the water tower. Visit carpetconsultantsflooring.com.
Between 7 and 10 million people worldwide are living with Parkinson's disease, and there is no current cure. Breaking Parkinson's was founded in 2014 to raise funds for Parkinson's research. We invite you to join their fifth annual golf fundraiser, the Breaking Parkinson's Classic, at Heatherwood Golf Club in Springboro, Friday, July 27th. For more information, visit breakingparkinsons.org. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo Mann and Schultz.
Don't let the heat beat you down this summer. A new Carrier system installed by Integrity Heating and Cooling can help you keep cool. Contact us today to find out how our new systems can save you thousands in energy bills. Integrity Heating and Cooling, along with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Plenty of sunshine out there today, and we are bringing the heat. High temperature in the low 90s with the heat index approaching 100 degrees. Later in the day, we do have a few more clouds rolling into the region, and overnight tonight, around 72 degrees for the low. Waking up tomorrow, high temperature once again, very warm, 90 degrees, a few showers around the region. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thank you for listening today. We have had a busy, busy hour on the radio. If you want us to have a two-hour show, call the station manager. And let them know. We'd love to do that.
Speak to Mr. John Tisdale, amazing producer.
Yes, so we have been answering your calls today. We've got a couple more calls we want to try to get to, and thanks for sticking with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to jump on lines real quickly right now. I'm going out to Robert. Robert, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. Thanks for hanging on there. Sounds like you had a vehicle overheating.
Yeah, let me give you a small intro to it. It's a 2009 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Okay.
The radiator went out. I replaced it myself and didn't know about the bleeder.
Okay.
So I drove it for several months.
Okay.
My truck went down. I put a trailer on the back of it, and it went about 25 miles, and it shut my engine completely off, and that engine and everything under the hood was red hot.
Yeah.
We've let it cool. Someone asked me about the bleeder, and I've never seen one before, and I told him no. So we got it filled and bled out, cold, of course, not running.
Right.
And then it just will not start. We did a radiator pressure test to see if it would hold the pressure. It did. I don't know if I did something to maybe the heads. Would that stop it from starting?
Well, this is a sad story. You're not going to like what I got to tell you, Robert. the bleeder that you're mentioning, just for our listeners, what we're talking about is that when you refill an engine's cooling system, typically there's a bleeder at the highest point, and that lets out any trapped air so that the antifreeze completely encapsulates the system, which is what you're talking about, right? So when that doesn't get done, unfortunately, then you have this air pocket moving around, which causes an overheat. And it sounds like it's been ongoing. Well, when that occurs, typically then cylinder damage will occur. Usually it starts with the head gasket, and there's a process called head lifting that takes place where it literally is moving up and down through the heat and cooling cycles as it's been driven. And then typically, yes, severe or catastrophic engine damage does occur. Does the engine crank over?
Yeah. So there's no problem with it cranking.
Okay. But it won't fire. It just won't take off and go.
No.
Okay.
I even gave it a shot of ether just to see if, just, you know, not much, of course, but
okay.
Nothing.
Well, this is where I believe we are, my friend. Maybe you'll get it to fire. It doesn't make sense that it's overheated and now you're not getting fuel, but it just all depends on what's been damaged. But I do believe that the engine itself is probably beyond repair. So I would say take it into somebody, let them truly diagnose it, do some tests on the combustion chambers, pressure tests, and see what's going on, see if there's any integrity left in the engine. If not, it's going to be time to replace it. But that's what's going to get you on your way and get it over with. I appreciate your call, Robert. I've got to run. We're getting closer to wrapping things up, but I wish you luck with that. And if you'd like to chat with us more, give us a call at the shop. We'd be happy to help you. That's 426-2886 at Murphy's Auto Care.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Have a good weekend. All right. Wow, that's a tough one. I feel very, very bad for him because that stuff just happens. But that is unfortunately what happens. You know, cooling systems, they get low. You get leaks. You're maybe not quite aware of it. Replace a radiator, hoping that's going to take care of it. But probably the damage was starting to be done before he replaced the radiator. And it's just one of those things. Kind of sad. So before we jump off of here today, folks, I want to say thank you to all of you for listening to us, for tuning in, for calling us. We greatly appreciate that, Jan, and I thoroughly enjoy it, and we hope we've been able to help you. We also want to say thanks to all of our sponsors, Murphy's Auto Care, first of all, in Beaver Creek. You can reach us every day on the web at murphysautocare.com or on the phone. If you want to go old school, that's 426-AUTO or 426-2886.
We also have a lot of information on our Facebook page. I know you're posting videos and informational things, so if you're just curious and you want to see how things work, check out our Facebook page as well.
Thank you. We sure do, and we do. We work very hard at that. Unfortunately, we have a lot of content every day in our shop. So
we do, like the last caller. We do get people who come in that really need some help, and you know, as much as we want to, we always want it to be good news, but it's not always. But
it's repairable.
It's repairable.
It's absolutely repairable, and hopefully Robert's truck or Jeep is in good enough shape that putting an engine, it's a good idea. All right. Well, thanks again to BG Automotive Products, KOI Auto Parts, Mike's Car Wash. And, of course, the Goodwill Auto Auction. If you're going to get rid of your car, consider donating it. Have a great, safe weekend out there. We will be back next weekend. Be sure to tune in to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy. Take care.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.